from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Whew.
You all right?
Yeah, it feels good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, I love doing the show from the studio. I love seeing the people.
Wow.
But I feel like I don't do it as good a show when I'm out there.
Right.
Personally. Even if it sounds good. I don't have an old lady yelling at me to play music and then who to vote for.
Oh, that was a classic.
Yeah.
That was classic.
But think about it. You also don't get that here. And it's not as memorable.
Yes. The road shows are fun. They're fun. It's just different vibes. It's nice to be back in here.
Right.
You know, once. And I'm sure we'll have another old lady tomorrow at Drexel Hill telling me to play music. Honestly, that lady who yelled at also who she was voting for as she left... That lady was so smug and dismissive of me. I think that was the best part.
It's almost like you respect her.
Yes, I do. I was like, I'm on the radio. She's like, I'm on the radio. Like, I'm really actually on the radio.
That's a tough one to come back from.
Yes. When somebody just repeats what you said in dumb guy voice.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, tough one, five.
I do look forward to reaching the stage in life where you don't care anymore. Like, I think Fangio has gotten there with a lot of his quotes.
Fangio wishes we were playing music on Thursday at Tavola. Yeah.
And he disagrees with Thompson 100%.
Yep.
He's a Philsman.
100%. All right.
Oh, that was definitely, he thought Bryce should have taken it yesterday.
He was furious at his house.
I'm sure.
Noted Fields fan, too.
Let's do the top five.
So there's something that is currently going on with a caller that is my favorite thing that callers do. So what I have for you today is my top five favorite things that WIP callers do. Starting at number five. It's a big one.
Are you going to tell us within this what that one
thing is? It's number one. Okay. Yes, it's number one. Starting at number five is they say, Ike knows what I'm talking about. Like they throw the lifeline out there like, Ike knows this.
I normally do.
And they expect him to just pick it up and take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they try. Yeah. Sometimes I'm not filling the lifeline yet. Sometimes they rope me into stuff that I don't want to have anything to do with.
Well, there's a couple
like
of...
Like Herb and two guys in the parking lot.
Yes. Now, Herb does it one way.
Yeah, Herb's doing it. Yeah. And other callers just like, Ike knows what I'm talking about when we're talking about football guys.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's the Herb version, and then there's the other, when they think I'm wrong... And we're debating. He'll go, Ike. You know he's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, well, Ike, save me. Yeah. Oh, please. How's he working those two clowns?
Yeah.
is wrong with
Save
y'all, man?
Me.
All right.
My fourth favorite thing that callers do is that they think that they are breaking ground. It's the newest take that you could possibly hear when they go, "I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl." No way. Like, do you want me to hit the celebration music? Like, you think they're going to win the Super Bowl? I appreciate the optimism. It's just, I get it.
Wow. That one hits you, I think, a little bit harder because you take it as a personal affront to a certain extent.
It's just, I understand. Congratulations. You win the award of the biggest Eagles fan of the day. You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yep.
My third favorite thing that callers do is just totally butcher pronunciation. And it happens in this city more than most.
Yeah.
Castellanos has not been said right in 3 years. I mean, we had Herb throw this one out there.
Nick Cigarani.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ones.
Cigarani?
Nick Cigarani, yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
Nick Cigarani.
Now, one of the true local things is putting an S on something that doesn't have an S.
Oh, Chase Daniels had a...
Chase Daniels.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries.
Yep, Jeffries, yep. And the best part about the S thing is you know as soon as a player comes here, when you look at his name, you're like, oh, that's going to be one of the S ones.
It's like Louis...
you know they're going to mess this name up.
It's like Luis Robert. By the end, I didn't know if it was Luis Robert or Luis Roberts.
Luis Roberts, right.
Now, I must admit, that one took me a... I'm like, okay, it is Robert.
Yes.
Well, I don't know many people's last name is Robert.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it's normally with an
Robert,
S.
It's 100% always with an S. But who knows?
Well, in Philly, it's with an S. If the guy came here, might as well put an S on the back.
Yeah, that Roberts guy, he's slacking in center field.
Yep.
My second favorite thing that callers do is talk about the same injury they had as the player back in, like, 1988.
Yes.
Like, I broke my fibia in 88. Like, I know what he's going through.
It's hard not to do it personally,
It's hard not to do it.
You're like, ooh, I don't know, I have back problems. That really sucked. It must be exactly the same for him, even though it is not exactly the same for him.
Not the same.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, a lot of our listeners have played ball, high school.
Yes.
I'll give them high school ball.
A lot of high school ball.
I'll give them high school ball.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it. Well, baseball, high school basketball, baseball, football.
Football,
yeah.
Same injury. He knows what they're going through.
Well, torn ACL is a torn ACL.
It is.
That's a good point, yeah. Do any current players here have a replacement right hip?
I would hope not.
I don't think so.
Okay. I would say the closest one's Embiid.
Yes. He's probably got something.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're right, yeah. I was going to say, who else is old enough to even...
No.
Yeah, Jason just retired.
BG's
hip looks fine.
Yeah, BG might be their number guy,
number one
guy off the bench. He does
sort of bop around when he walks around. BG, he looks healthy. Looks like a healthy guy.
The hammer is real,
The hammer is real,
really is. But my number one favorite thing that callers do is really attach themselves to a player. Like Joe in the Northeast currently going through this.
The
Cal Stevenson guy.
Yeah.
He's getting mocked on the station relentlessly. Where's Cal Stevenson guy now?
Yeah.
I got that a lot over the weekend. And
that's a tough one to jump on right there.
Yeah. Like OG Wade, famous for this. Everyone knows OG Wade because it hurts. It's good for the brand, but when in turbulent times, it's hard to go through. So it's my favorite thing that callers do.
I will say this, and this is why OG is OG.
Mm-hmm.
He was 10 toes down when things didn't look good.
Yes.
Now, granted, he squirmed a little bit and had to pivot at times and make excuses for Jalen.
Oh, he is good at that.
He had to do that.
Yeah.
But there's, I don't know if we're ever going to have a year for a caller like we had in 2022.
Oh, when he was just doing a victory lap.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine it was out of control.
Oh, my God. It was a joy to listen to.
Well, it's like every time we called in, it's like, all right, you win. Like, go ahead.
We had to basically acknowledge it every time he called up.
Yeah.
I wonder how bad Hurts would have to play for OG to acknowledge it.
I don't know.
Well, the funny thing is, and Jack knows this, we know this, if you follow him, follow his tweets on game day.
Yes.
Oh, does he get mad?
Oh, yeah.
That's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Easily, much sharper tongue on Twitter.
Much sharper tongue on game day.
Because, again, he's trying to teach everyone the sport. And when he sees the quarterback not doing his job, it's hard for him not to call it out.
Yeah.
There's something that I've realized. I've sort of figured out the OG, you know, it's sort of like a boxer. Mm-hmm. You know, I've studied the tape and I know what his moves are going to be. And one of the things I do is when I say something that I know is correct, he'll go, let me tell you about football. See, you don't really understand. And I know he's calculating
yes.
what is coming up as he tells me that I simply don't understand football the way that he does. So this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Hertz, fellas, Corey in Columbus is on.
Oh, WIP. This guy, he's jumped up to the top of the ranks with Hertz.
Yep.
Hey, man, listen, Michael Jordan, that's all I got to say. Y'all know who we talking about. Hey, listen, we got to talk about this preseason thing. And I will, you know, Spike, you are kind of right. But first of all, that preseason, it don't really matter as much as we want to put the emphasis on it. We saw what Daniel Jones did. Did that help him? Because he's playing out there, and I don't know if he's getting better
well,
or he's getting worse. We might not even.
That's not a good example, man. He's bad.
Yeah. I'm not saying that automatically every quarterback who plays in the preseason is
gonna
good.
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right? I'm just saying it. When you point to the really good ones now, it does seem like they are playing. Aaron Rodgers not playing. I sort of get it. He's 43, you know, whatever. But, you know, Hurts just doesn't seem like. In my head, I'm just like, what could this hurt? And getting off to a quick start is so important. The offense is so important. Wouldn't get some reps out there against a team that's actually trying. Wouldn't it put him in a little bit better of a headspace in game one than he would be without doing it? That's all I'm asking.
But this is where you're right, though. And I don't know if y'all might have already talked about it. I might break some news here. I don't know. But Hurst did. I don't know if y'all saw in the Patriots practice. He was going back and forth with Jabril Peppers. And remember last year when Jalen got popped and he fumbled, he said that was my first time getting hit all summer, so I wasn't used to it. So when the impact happened, I lost the ball. So Hurst kind of told on himself right there. You know, I defend the boy, but he even said out his own mouth that, you know, the first time he got hit, he wasn't used to getting hit, so the ball came out.
Mm-hmm. And football is.
Oh, you mean the first game? Like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay, yeah.
When Jabril Peppers popped, remember he fumbled. He said when they was going to the camp, on Tuesday or the practice, he said they was joking about it. He said, yeah, I wasn't. That was the first time he had been hit all summer.
Okay.
It just seems like football is the biggest. There's no other sport where players go into the season having not played at game speed at all. I mean, I can't think.
It doesn't happen in baseball.
It doesn't happen in baseball.
Happen in basketball.
No.
Yeah.
I just like a little bit. And it is, I would say, probably one of the biggest differences in terms of what regular game speed looks like compared to what practice might feel like. So that's all.
Hey, callers, don't let my brother Jackson Fritz run you off your tape. If you ride with a player, ride with him. I still ride for Trey Sermon, even when he's on the coat, and he's still balling out there. He's staying psychic. So if you want to ride for a player, hey, my man Cal Stevenson, ride for him. Hey.
Yeah, Joe in Northeast.
Yeah, it was out of respect. Like, I like when people commit to things like that.
Yeah, you don't let them turn away.
Mm-mm.
OG about to be back with his Brent Covey take. He already told me. He said, Brent Covey. He said, hey, I tried to tell him, nephew. I said, I know Brent Covey balling. So, hey, man. But, hey, all I'm going to say is this year, Elliot, stop bringing up that O-line stuff. Y'all told me for years Joe Burrow was great because he ain't had no great O-line. Y'all said, oh, his O-line don't need to be good now. Jalen needs 5 All-Pros out there. Nope, my brother don't need it. Mekhi Becton, all you got to do is give us 2 to 3 seconds, and it's touchdown. Mm-hmm. We don't need no 5 or 6 All-Pros. Green Bay got something coming for him. I ain't going to give my prediction just yet. I'll wait till next week. But I got something for y'all. Go Birds, baby. Also, go Fields.
There you go. All right, Corey. Go Birds, and also go Phils.
Always important to add that in.
Yeah. Joe from the Northeast, I have to admit, when Cal Stevenson was up yesterday with a chance to tie the game, I thought about Joe, and I was like, part of me, I obviously want the Phillies to win, but I don't want Joe from the Northeast to get this satisfaction, especially after he ruined the hour of programming on Thursday when I got mad at him. It's like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know?
But then you would have had to deal with him today.
Oh, yeah.
You would have called today.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack, You want to tell everyone where the best place to get appliances are?
I do, because the best place to go to for appliances is National Appliance Warehouse.
Tax-free Wilmington, I heard.
And Middletown, Delaware.
And Middletown, Delaware.
It's very important to point all that out. So you're saving money with it being in tax-free Delaware. You're saving money because of it's right now the Labor Day mega sale.
Whoa!
Yeah, listen, when you say mega sale, that means mega sale. So Labor Day mega sale is going on right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So they got that. They got tax-free Wilmington. They also have Price Assure. Price Assure, if you've heard me talk about that before, you got to check it out for yourself. It instantly updates price tags all around the store, so your dollar is stretching farther at National Appliance Warehouse. You always know you're going to save the most money at National Appliance Warehouse. But don't think just because you're saving the most money that you're not getting the best appliances. From sub-zero to budget, they have everything you need for all of your appliance needs at your house, your outdoor kitchen, all that good stuff. Tons of grills, 15,000 square foot showroom. But the best part about National Appliance Warehouse and what makes it different than any other appliance store is their atmosphere. When you walk in, their team members make you feel like home. I was down there a couple weeks ago. I felt like I was just hanging out with my buddies. It's a really special team atmosphere. Get down there to National Appliance Warehouse and check it out for yourself today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And most importantly, Spike,
yeah,
tell him Fritz sent you.
Oh, yeah. I can just imagine Jack hanging out in the middle of National Appliance Warehouse, just hanging out with buddies.
Yeah, just guys being guys.
The manager's just like, the WIP guy won't leave.
Yep.
He brought snacks.
Yep.
He's watching the TVs.
Even brought beer.
Yeah, he put guac in one of the fridges.
Not guac.
We can't have guac in the fridge. We got to be able to sell that fridge.
We got to get Ike on the guac train.
Oh, is Ike?
That's never going to happen.
No? Anti-guac?
Yeah.
What is it about it?
Well, it's green, first of all.
Okay, fair
Ike's
enough.
Ike's a strictly no greensman.
Well, not a no greensman, but just the look of it. Yeah. Doesn't look that appetizing.
You're like, big on the look.
Yeah, it has to look good. And then secondly, I just think it's an overrated food.
Hmm.
What is it, like a dip?
Well, it's just, it's a dip.
It's a dip, right?
Yeah, I'm a big avocado guy.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I love
avocado toast. Yeah, you like Tom Brady.
Man, it's not,
he's
not
a big
just
avocado guy.
I'll just eat avocados. I'll slice them up, put them on a plate, put some salt, a little bit of olive oil on there. Mmm.
That is disgusting.
No. It's good, healthy fats. You know, it's actually for me, because I don't eat the meat, the. Why don't we just keep going?
That hammer is real, for real.
Yeah. Cowboy Jim. Stewardess Jim, rather. You're on WIP.
How about co-host of the afternoon show? I like that, too.
Oh, okay.
What, you?
Yes. Somebody else applying for the job.
Okay.
Hey, Hugh. Listen, Hugh said the alien movies sucked, so I'm going to believe him.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
You can believe him. He's wrong. He is straight up wrong on this. I don't think it's the best of the alien movies, but if you like space movie, you like sort of space horror, there's no way you're walking into that alien movie and not walking out having a good time.
All right, this will test it all. Did you like Alien Resurrection?
I did not like Alien Resurrection.
Okay, good. All right, then I'll believe you then, Mark.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if any of you were abused by airline employees. Listen, if you're on my flight, I'll treat you a little bit better. Just don't eat an everything bagel or burger before you get on the airplane.
Why? Why?
Because Jack's already gone through this because of the gas.
The bathroom and the gas.
Right.
Yes.
It wasn't just gas that Jack had a problem with.
Yeah, gas would have been one thing.
Yeah, Jack was spotted coming out of the
he would stay in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good time waster.
Well.
Good time waster.
He does it on the airplane.
Yeah.
He does it on the airplane.
Jack brings his iPad in there.
Jack, just bring a spray next time. Bring a spray when you go in there. Just spray when you're done.
Cup of coffee.
That's a good point. Yeah, just take a little personal spray in there with you, man.
Yeah, come on, Jack. Gross.
Hey, and what this fantasy football league needs is motivation.
Okay.
And what motivation more would be to have Cowboy Jim on there? And can you imagine Cowboy Jim winning? And what that would do to the fantasy football league? You may have to end it as it is, because that's what I'm going to bring. I'm going to bring motivation that people are going to have to really try hard. Because if you losers lose to me, boy, it could be the end of the fantasy football at WIP.
Well, I don't know. Have you been in the league before?
No.
Okay. 2 years ago, he was in, I believe.
He was in it 2 years ago?
You weren't in it 2 years ago, Cowboy Jim?
I was never in it.
Maybe we kept dragging you along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
Wait a minute.
Maybe he's driving.
Cowboy Jim, were you just talking about yourself in the third person?
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah, that.
I was. That's the way I talk about myself.
Was. Yeah. No, and in future. Typical cowboy fashion, you certainly wouldn't win anything. Are you kidding me?
Hey, are you guys losing sleep about the Cowboys? All they have to do is get to their own 47-yard line, and he's going to kick a field goal at 70 yards every single time. Are you losing sleep?
No.
No. You should be. You should be. He's going to kick 80-yarders. He's going to win every game.
Well, you got a new kicker or something?
Yeah, new kicker. We have the same one, Aubrey. It's the same guy. Kicked a 66-yarder against the Raiders the other night.
Ah.
Hey,
I tell you what, Cowboy Jim.
Congrats on your good kicker.
Yeah, anytime you're bragging about the kicker, that says a whole lot about the rest of the team.
Okay, Ike, here you go. Who would you take? Dak or Jalen? Who would you take?
Jalen.
Oh, give me a break. CeeDee Lamb or A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, God. McCarthy or Sirianni?
Sirianni.
Oh, forget it. All right, Micah Parsons against anybody on that defense.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
All right. You're losing it all.
Yeah, that's an easy one right there.
And Bryce Harper. Hey, Cal Ripken, 2,632 straight games. Okay, I mean, what does Bryce have? How much does Bryce get paid for a day off? How much does he get paid?
$130,000.
$130,000?
Yeah.
It's a Sunday. You got grandma, grandpa, the grandkids. They want to see Bryce play. And what did he do on a Sunday? Sit out?
Well,
lame.
He didn't ask for a day
off. He didn't ask for a day off.
He could. He's a part owner. He can say whatever he wants.
Well,
some of that is true.
Not a bad point. Thank you, Cowboy Jim. Cal Ripken. Yeah, you know what? I'm sick of hearing about Cal Ripken. Congratulations on going to work. I mean, what do you want out of me? I'm just seriously. It's like, can we stop already?
That might be one of those overrated records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, remember when they didn't they cancel a game or something once? He was injured or they turned the lights off.
Yeah, they pulled the power plug on the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
They couldn't play that.
No. And do we really, look, I have no information here. I'm just speculating. But the guy played at the height of the
steroid era.
Mm-hmm. Do we really believe that he, in this entire time, to recover and be able to play, did not use any of those things? In which case, look, it's fine. Everybody was using it. I get it. Mm-hmm. But like, whatever. I don't care about the Cal Ripken record. He's a great player.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, that consecutive game streak is, I don't.
Do we care about Nick Castellanos' consecutive game streak when he was hitting 178?
Or Brett Favre's either.
Yes. Who cares? Who cares?
So. Well, who hasn't in basketball? Isn't it Mikal Bridges?
He's up
Bridges,
there.
Yes.
I think it's Bridges. Yeah. He hasn't missed a game his whole career.
Yeah.
I think A.C. Green has the record.
Yes, and also the record for the least amount of sacks, if you remember.
Especially
that.
Especially for a pro player.
Yes, absolutely.
Me?
Oh, Jack, that's pre your time.
Yeah.
So
I heard the story.
A.C. Green used to do commercials, really, about abstinence.
Yep.
This is like one of the things about being a professional basketball player.
First of all, your Magic's teammate, Malcolm, and Magic hogged up everybody. That's what it was.
Everybody.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of basketball.
Sorry I even said that.
Well, you said it. Speaking of basketball, coming up next, we will tell you who the Sixers signed with their final roster spot. Final roster spot.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
They didn't. It's who Daryl signed. All right. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, in the city of brotherly love, the only thing we love more than our teams is great savings. And with unlimited welcome from Verizon, you can save big even if you're on a single line. For a limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month when you bring your own phone. That's with autopay, plus taxes and fees. Now, that's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things that you love, like Netflix and Max, all on the most awarded 5G network. Now, that's a real win. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today.
The cat sat on the mat.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Night out in AC, go see Creed.
Guys being guys.
Just dudes being dudes.
A bunch of guys hanging out.
Yep.
Listening to Creed.
Dude, this is one of the greatest nights I've had in years, going to see Creed. Go again. Three of us just, you know, betting money on blackjack and then going to see Creed.
We're in on that.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So I mentioned the Sixers have use their final roster spot, even though Daryl lied to us and said they were going to keep it open, you know, to have some flexibility. The Sixers have signed a gentleman who is on the French national team, and I think famously, you could say now, dunked on LeBron James. That is one Gershon Yabusele, who is the only real power forward on their roster now. I know KJ Martin is listed as a power forward, and Caleb Martin is starting at power forward, but Gershon Yabusele is the only real power forward. He was on the Celtics for a couple of years. I don't think he's been in the NBA since 2019. Big problem with him prior is the shot wasn't really legit.
Right.
He is shooting, he has shot over 40% from three in international play. Okay. Now that line is shorter than it is in the NBA.
As long as he hit the corner three.
If he can do that, he is a high energy player, will be a good, you know, tough, scrappy rebounder type guy. Look, is he going to play more than 10 minutes a game? No, probably not. But these types of players that they got, you know, one of the reasons they got their ass kicked in those Knicks games, not they didn't lose by a lot, but they got their ass kicked by guys who just outworked them.
Yeah.
The Josh Hart type of guys.
Man.
And I think Caleb Martin, Yabusele are both guys who are those kinds of guys. So are they? Is Yabusele as good as Josh Hart? No, he's not. But I also think having a guy like that on the roster as the 13th guy is a good signing. Only sign him $2.1 million. Sign him for the minimum or whatever. I think it is a very low-risk signing, very high-upside signing.
So. Yeah, I mean, listen. You need these type of guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's 275.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Big, strong guy. Yeah.
Size, okay.
He's 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", something like that. Yeah. He's a good player. I think Look, he was the guy after that game, after the Olympics, that everyone was like, yo, why isn't Gershon Yabusele in the NBA? Mm-hmm. And we're never the team that ends up getting the guy
who
liked that. So it's pretty exciting. Very, as I said, very low risk, very high upside for it. So excited for that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. I'm very nervous about this now with the selecting everyone, by the way. Because I don't want to upset anybody. We have so many good listeners putting them on the team.
I told you.
The Twitter question, do you trust Rob Thompson? 63% say yes, 37% say no. You're a smart one, just sort of separating yourself from the...
I learned after the first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm out.
Listen,
yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, but you know I'm going to get the heat for it too. He won't, but I will.
Yeah, but
you'll say I'll do it, but you know they'll hold it against me if they want to.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
It's tough. It's a tough one, man. It's tough. Scott Newtown, you're on WIP. What up, Scott?
Yo, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Scott?
Oh, man. First off, I just want to talk about the Phils not playing Harper. Dude, I've been chasing a Harper home run forever, okay? And then all of a sudden, I see he's not playing Sunday. So I'm like, this is great. You know, night off, I'm not losing my money on Harper.
Chasing in terms of a bet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking in terms of a bet. So the one thing I do is I live in Jersey, but I gamble in the PA, so I have to cross the bridge to put my bets in.
Wait a minute. Time out. I need to know why. Why don't you just gamble in Jersey? It's legal in Jersey.
Dude, it's a self-control issue. Once I start losing, I'll start chasing my bets, and before you know it, I'm down too much to go to bed. You know what I mean? So
I know what you mean.
This way, yeah, dude, in this way, my wife catches me. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I'm going to the Wawa at 9 o'clock. She's like, not happening. So, dude, when that happened, I swore Rob Thompson was going to put him in the pinch hit, and then he was going to get his home run, and I was going to miss the chase, and I was going to be so pissed. So when he did put it in, I was like, you know what? Good management. I loved it. Because I just knew that's when it was going to happen, and I wasn't going to have my money on it. So I was all right with that situation.
I you know what? I'm impressed by your very creative, and I don't even know how it works, to not bet where you can legally bet to go to a different state.
To go to a different state to bet.
Yeah, it's a great rule that you set up. I just don't know how you follow it.
Well, because I live in Lambertville, New Jersey, so there's literally a bridge to PA just like right down the street from.
Okay.
Are your neighbors all like, "Oh, there goes Scott to bet again"?
Dude, I'll be sitting in the parking lot. I'll see other guys in the parking lot making bets. You know what I mean? So I know other guys probably go through this too. It's just like, you know, I enjoy making my bets, and I ain't trying to fight with the wife about this and ruin my fun. You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's always it's best if I keep it with whatever the self control. So. That's that. Dude, the other thing, Elliot on here, he's always sounds like a chicken about everything, talking about the O-line and backups. It's like, what team has all these O-line backups? I don't even know what he's saying. So it's definitely him just setting up to be right, you know, like,
yes.
Just so he has something. So that's there, dude. And then, like, one more thing before I try to get on the fantasy football thing is with OG, man, it's just like, I always remember this. I was riding with OG Wade with the Hurts thing and everything he was saying. Until one day he posted a picture of salmon he cooked and put Velveeta cheese on it. And he posted that.
Yeah.
He did what?
I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
He
yep.
put Velveeta on salmon?
Yep.
Oh, and he posted it like it was great. You know what I mean? So, and I like the guy. I think he's cool. So, and I think that's going to lead me into why I want to do this fantasy football league. Is like, I've been listening to you guys forever. The last 4 years, I couldn't even try to get in it because my wife plans a vacation for us at the end of summer, so I always miss the draft. But I would love to get on this team just so I can so I could talk trash some of these callers that call in all the time. Mm-hmm. I never like to call and talk trash just because, like, I don't know them. They don't know me. So when I play fantasy football, I put it all out there, man. I like I'm just the type of guy who, like, gets into it so much. So I will make mistakes, and people will make fun of me for it because, like, I think I'm smarter than everyone else. And so, like, I'm cool with getting made fun of. I love making fun of people for it, you know, just in, like, just, I don't know, man. And I'm also going to be people that I'm always going to want to make trades. I'm always going to want to talk trash. I'm going to be setting my lineups way ahead of time. I'm going to think so much into it. And, you know, I guess my last point is I'm more of a hammer swinger than a boomer rider. So, you know, there are my reasons to get on. Hey, guys, have a great day, all right?
All right, Scott.
Everybody's one or the other.
I like that.
You like to swing the hammer or ride the boomer.
Way to go, Ike.
Yeah, it was a good sell, I thought, by Scott there. He had a lot.
I thought that was a good job by Scott, yeah.
Truly, so first of all, two things. One, him driving to PA to bet, even though he can bet in New Jersey. And by the way, whoever he bets with, I'm sure is cringing because I know the taxes for those companies are way worse in Pennsylvania than they are in New Jersey.
Well, I think it's the other way around. I think he lives in PA, drives to Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was the other way around. Yeah. Okay. So then the other thing is, and this sounds terrifying, we might need to have an entire show on this. Was it melted Velveeta on salmon?
Yeah.
What did he do?
I don't know what the hell he did. He certainly had cheese on the salmon, though.
Did he maybe see hollandaise sauce on a salmon, you know,
no,
Benedict or something somewhere?
He's very cocky with his cooking.
Yes, he. So this is, I'm assuming, one of his own recipes.
Well, you're not going to find that recipe anywhere.
So, yes, he went through a little phase there for about a couple months where he was posting food that he was cooking.
He had a foodie run.
Yeah, he had a little foodie run.
It didn't gain as much traction as other stuff.
Well, like, I wonder why.
Why?
Velveeta and salmon, it doesn't...
No, I know.
I'm not against Velveeta. I'm not against salmon.
They just don't go together.
No.
No, yeah. He had some gross food.
Yeah,
that he thought was good. Yeah.
That's concerning.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cheese, period, on salmon. Like, who eats that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do seafood and cheese. Now, I know that, you know, you get some people, you get the lobster mac and cheese. It's fine.
That's cool.
There are, certain things you could do. Maybe if you had a salmon burger, could you put it? No.
Maybe a salmon burger, maybe. Yeah,
but Velveeta on salmon. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, when he calls tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rethink OG. That is terrifying. Really terrifying. Oh, my God. You know, the summer heat is bad for old drafty windows.
Mm-hmm.
But even worse is the winter. Because that's when you get in your home, you want it to be nice and toasty, mm-hmm. but you hear that... That's the cold air coming through your
wind coming
windows.
Through?
Yep.
Wasn't sure what that was.
You got to do something about it.
Yeah.
Call Guida. Big summer sale going on till the end of August. 40% off every window and door. 40% off each window, 40% off each door. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I'll wait till the fall. But if you wait till the fall, two bad things are going to happen. First of all, everyone else is going to wait till the fall. So are you going to be able to get it done in time? The second thing is the big Guida summer sale ends at the end of August. So if you want to save 40% off every expertly installed window or every door, you're not going to be able to do it. Plus, buy now, pay later. Guida's got low monthly payment plans or interest-free financing up to 18 months. Don't miss it. Go Guida today. All prior sales out the door. Offer expires end of August. Call Guida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Justin, Tennessee. What up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Boys just got off work, been listening. Y'all have had a heck of a show.
Mm.
As usual.
It's been pretty entertaining, I have to say. But I agree and disagree with your point on Topper.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with he should have used Bryce to pinch hit. But with JT, with his knee injury already this year and stuff like that, I can see why they didn't want to pinch hit with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me was, and I know y'all brought this up earlier probably, like last week, Ruben said on the morning show, like they were really ripping him because they didn't pinch hit JT for
Stubbs.
Stubby, yeah. And mm-hmm. then, you know, Ruben was like, I promise you, that's not going to happen again. If that situation happens again, I promise you, it's not going to happen again. Well, somebody fed Rube some bad information, so I know, boy. Poor old Rube got smoked four ways from Sunday on that ordeal. I get it if you don't want to put JT in, because like I said, he's already had the knee injury this year and everything else. But once you have that base runner on first, I mean, you should have done something there. It's like a scheduled loss type thing, like Doc Rivers used to do when you're letting those guys like that. Even put Weston Wilson up if you don't want, you know, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But, okay, and second, I have to disagree with you on something you said last week. You know, I love you to death, man. Do anything in the world for you, but Nick Cage is a great actor, man.
Oh, he's terrible.
Nick Cage is a good actor.
Yeah.
Oh, he's terrible.
He's nominated for an Academy Award three times and won one once for Best Actor, dude.
He did. I mean, best, but not Best Actor. It was
Supporting Actor.
Supporting Actor.
No, it was Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas because it had Elizabeth Shue in.
You mean Raising Arizona?
I thought it was Raising Arizona.
He didn't win. No. He didn't win Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas. I don't think
he won Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas. Trust me, Spike.
Okay.
But anyway, like Con Air, The Rock, Gone in 60 Seconds, man, them Face Off, them
all good movies. All good movies, despite his acting ability.
Oh, he did win. He's Justin from Tennessee is right. He also has won a Golden Globe and a SAG Award, and nominated in total 10 for the Academy Awards, Golden Globe Awards, and Screen Actors Guild.
Okay, and I did admit that I was wrong. I admitted I was wrong about the Academy Award.
Yep.
And I'm going to add this to that.
Okay.
Just because you win an Academy Award don't mean you're a good actor.
Oh, geez. Well, that's...
Well, okay.
Well, there's nothing I can say on
say
that one.
Yeah.
That hammer is real, for real.
I just think, Justin, have you seen Pig?
I have. I own Pig on Blu-ray.
It is.
I love it.
And you own Pigs.
Yes, both. Pig the movie. Yeah. Pig is a beautiful movie.
It's great. You probably wouldn't like Pig. I wouldn't suggest Pig for you to watch. I don't think you would like it. Try Matchstick Men. It's great. Matchstick Men is I'm not kidding. Like, he's a con artist. It's great, man. He does a great job. The weatherman.
Who's in it with him?
Sam Rockwell.
Okay, Sam Rockwell's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
He's been in a bunch
I mean, but, you notice how Nicolas Cage has to be next to Sam Rockwell and Sean Connery.
Are you calling him a system actor?
Ridley Scott directed it too, man. I mean, Matchstick Man's really good. And also, Spike, I would tend to agree with you more on your review of Alien Romulus than you would, since he didn't know what the timeline was. Also, if Cowboy... or Stewardess Jim gets into the league, I think he would probably be a force to be reckoned with until it came playoff time. He'd lose in the first round.
Exactly.
He'd get booted. He'd get his brake speed off in the first round. He'd lose like 200 and something to 30.
Yep.
Like, somebody beat his eyes shut. And the number one rule as far as Mount Rushmore, yes, you were right, Spike. I can't stand going to the movies. You're learning that I'm a movies man. I'm a huge movies man. I go all the time. I just didn't get to go this weekend because we had stuff with the in-laws for birthdays and everything. But I'm going to see Romulus. But, dude, when I went and watched the new Bad Boys movie, there were some kids in the back of the theater making a racket. And a dude literally using his phone the whole time. And I finally just got up, walked down there, and literally got in front of him. I said, bud, if you don't put that phone away, I'm going to kick your crack shut. Get out of here. Take your phone with you. I paid to watch a movie. If you didn't want to watch the movie, don't come, because your darn phone's blinding me, Jack. And he didn't like it when I told him I'd kick his crack shut, but he seen that I was pretty serious, so he put his phone away. You know, I'm laid back as can be as a country boy, but when I go to the movies, that's my darn money I'm spending, and I don't want your phone blinding me while I'm trying to watch Will Smith and Martin Lawrence put on an awesome show in the new Bad Boys movie. But yeah, I literally told this old feller I'd kick his crack.
That's three times.
Yeah. Boom. Sorry. I didn't know if I was supposed to say that.
I said it a fourth time. Yeah.
We got it.
I leave it alone. But anyway, it's been a heck of a show today. Rios made a heck of an argument to get in, y'all. That'd be some real entertainment.
Man. Who you mean, Yoshi?
You mean Yoshi.
Yosh. Yeah. Yosh.
No, I'm sorry. Yoshi, my bad. Yeah, my bad. Yoshi. Mm-hmm. I had Rios on the brain, too. But, yeah, he made a heck of an argument to get in. That'd be some real entertainment. And just for your info, Spike, I won the league a few years ago.
Ooh, he did. He did win the league. He did.
I can't come up there, though.
Yeah, but it's a COVID year, so...
it was COVID year. Alvin Kamara won it for me in that final weekend, y'all.
Yeah, you're the Lakers of of fantasy football championship.
Nah, don't put that on me. I ain't the fraud now. Come on. Come on, y'all. But anyway, y'all have had a good show. I'm going to get off here and leave you alone. I love you, boys.
All right, love you, Justin.
All right, man, love you, Justin.
Justin, by the way, suggesting...
Kick your crack shut.
Yeah.
But
what guts on him.
Yes.
I am not doing that.
Dude, there's no way I'm approaching anybody in a movie theater. Are you kidding me?
A couple of times I've done the, hey, would you mind?
Yeah.
And normally people are fine with it, but if you got to go threaten somebody, that ain't...
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to kick your crack shut. It's like, what? What is that even? I'd be puzzled. What are you kicking shut? Is it?
Well, it's only one crack, bro.
Yeah. Well, this is a couple, I guess.
Oh, man.
By the way, Justin's suggestion, Hypnosis, a Norwegian comedy I watched on Saturday night by myself. is in.
Sounds like a sick time.
Are you doing movie reviews?
Yeah. I watch
Norwegian comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
What is funny about Norwegia?
Well, it wasn't about Norway. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Watch the film.
There's no way that Norwegians are funny.
I'm telling you, it was funny. It was a nice little night. Watched the Phil's game at 6. Wife wasn't there. Then watched this little comedy on my laptop. Hung out with the dogs. Little glass of stateside. It's a good night. Why don't we do a text line? Boom! Oh, Jack.
What the hell is that?
So, I can't believe you're a TikTok guy and you don't know the Costco guys.
Yeah.
It's this big dude and a son. AJ and Big Justice.
And Big Justice. And the Rizzler's working as well.
And the Rizzler. Two guys that just go to Costco. The one guy eats cookies and the other guy eats the chicken bake at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do food reviews. But they like everything all the time.
Always, yeah.
And they when they give it a positive review, they give it a boom. There you go.
Just found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your algorithm's going to be ruined for days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You won't be able to escape.
All I get is the Costco boys content.
Yep.
I might need to block them.
Yep. You love it, though. You secretly love and hate it.
I got one on there. You ever seen the Angry Italian Dad?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I haven't seen
those. I've seen those before.
I haven't seen
it. He has his sons, and all he's doing is, I mean, he yells about everything.
Oh, really?
It's the best.
I have not seen that
one. It's the best,
yes. I haven't seen. Now I feel like I'm missing out.
Angry Italian Guy or Italian Dad.
I feel like I'm missing out now.
Well, I just picked up this one for you guys.
Yep, for Costco guys.
Yep.
Let's do a text line.
Text line.
We have made history on today's show. Spike didn't mention he used to be a manager in the Open today. Truly memorable. Mark in Monco.
It was right there for you, too. That's what made it even more special.
And I didn't do it.
And you didn't do it.
I didn't do it because I know you're going to bring it up. Pain in the ass.
Old habits are hard to die.
Yeah. What's next?
Why is everyone surprised that Spike understands Bryce and JT's day off? As long as I've known him, he has always been very supportive of time off. Battle in the studio.
Except for battle.
Yeah, except for you. Yes.
You know, time off has to be the exception, not the rule.
Yes. Yeah, you coming to work is the exception.
Yes. It's like that Rod's going to, hey, battle this week. If it's okay with you, you're going to have a day on. I want to see this guy's calendar. I want to see what he does all day.
Rod hates that. We point that out.
Yeah. That kid of his better be the smartest, you know, most skilled kid on the planet. You better be home training that kid. Or else I don't know what the hell you're doing. What's next?
Damn it! Brandon Graham at the NovaCare.
Yeah.
The hammer is real, for real.
That's never leaving.
Nope.
The hammer is real.
At least this year. I mean, yeah, he may wind up getting another one. Just so we have something to remember
something
him by. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The honorary hammer.
Yeah. Yes. He's gonna give the biggest speech to that team needing another Super Bowl so we do not remember him for saying
right.
And Trotter has a hammer.
And swings it.
Swings that hammer. What's next?
More offensive line talk. No! Howie, talk to him. The message is getting off center. Mr. Lurie, after listening to Elliot's call.
Yeah, NovaCare Worm can't be happy with Elliot pointing out their lack of depth of the offensive line.
Furious.
They got to be furious, man.
Yep.
What?
He's just like, tell them Johnny Wilson had a good practice. Tell them Johnny Wilson had a good... He took reps with the ones.
Kenny Pickett's heating up.
Kenny Pickett's heating up. Tanner McKee, 3-for-12.
By the way, on the Kenny Pickett heating up. I mean, Elliot coming out now talking how Kenny Pickett is looking good in practice.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
It's
the NovaCare worm. It's just burrowed right in his brain. They've got to be furious about the offensive line.
Oh, my God.
Talk about Keely Ringo. Isaiah Rogers, great pickup. All right, what's next?
Jack at a French restaurant. What would you recommend for an appetizer? Waiter, have you ever had snails? Jack, oh, you mean embargo? Nah, not my style. Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
Escargot.
Escargot, not embargo.
And my boy's growing up.
Yeah, one day at a time.
We got to pick a... Now, we don't need to pick a fantasy football league person today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You seem like you're nervous in there.
I am.
I ruin people's days every day.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I just do it with the things I say, not the decisions I make.
Yeah. So I thought Mike in Brewery Town was funny with the dad joke idea.
Yep, that was a good one.
Dave in Redding, he's going to be sarcastic. Tom in Langhorne is a unifier.
And Tom in Langhorne has never played before?
Never played before.
Yeah.
Sonny in Center City just loves all of us.
Yeah.
Yoshi is Yoshi.
Yep.
Cowboy Jim, motivation for the rest of the league.
Yeah.
And Scott Newtown, great trash talk and gambling advice.
So, what I would say is we have to take the Yoshi discussion and put it to the side.
Yeah, that's a private talk.
Decide on a different day. We need it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So, right. Yoshi, this doesn't necessarily mean no. It doesn't mean yes. We're going to have that conversation separately.
Right.
So, the guy, gambling talk guy, Scott Newtown, and I also like the guy who had never played before and is a unifier. I thought those were both good ones.
Right.
Any thoughts? Well, obviously that's right. Ike recuses himself from
this. Yeah, I disagree. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Scott Newtown.
Okay, all right. There you go.
He's been trying to get in the league for years.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate Scott Newtown.
Also, driving to a different state to make a bet when you don't need to is true commitment.
Psychotic, like,
me,
actually.
Me, Ike, and Scott Newtown. Right all in the same,
yes,
you know, realm.
Scott, are you willing to bet to lose just to have the teams win? That's the real question. So, all right, well, congratulations to Scott Newtown. Still 7 spots left. We will give them away all week. Remember, tomorrow, Tour de Delco resumes. We will be at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar over at Drexelbrook in Drexel Hill. We'll be there 2 to 6. Believe Providence Animal Center will bring dogs again, by the way, if you want to adopt a puppy.
Rod can't take any more.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, is Rod taking another dog home?
Tell the daughter. Tell the daughter she'll get the watery eyes, the puppy eyes, the smile. Maybe they'll get another dog.
Yep.
That'll be tomorrow. We will see you then. That's all I got. You know, speaking of dogs, I only go to one pet store. Now, there you go. Now, they have stuff for cats and dogs, of course, and there are 7 locations, even though I say one pet store. It's the only place you need. The lead dog, George Perenti of Dogs and Cats Rule, has committed to one specific thing, and that is making sure he is the best staff at any pet store anywhere. That means a lot, because you go in there with questions about your dog or your cat, about what they need to eat, especially they're cutting edge with all the pet nutrition stuff, and the staff there will have the answer for you. You know, whether I have a 10-year-old dog who's very active, we also have a 4-year-old dog, and she is not active at all, and the 10-year-old has some allergies, and all those questions that you'll end up searching the internet for answers, the staff over at Dogs and Cats Rule is going to have those answers for you. So whether it's the food, or the treats, or the toys, chews, supplements. They have everything. They even have officially licensed Bryce and Trey Turner jerseys there for your dog. 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, all in PA, Pennington and Princeton, New Jersey. To find out more, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.